fun show featuring OMG. It's fun, it's a show, and it's also free. We'll take some calls, make some pranks, it'll be real swell. So keep your preferred streaming client locked till we say farewell. PLA and Cacti Radio, please rep it for life. We got some drunks and Canadians, it's out of sight. It's time to start the show, so I'll shut the fuck up. And here's where I say the fun show, yay. It is really fun, I'm not just saying that.
Hello. Good evening, afternoon, night, whatever. I've got Brad Carter with me.
I'm just the producer, though. I'm not going to say a word.
Oh, okay. Well, this is the fun show, sort of. Sunday edition. And I don't know. I didn't think I'd be doing a fun show. I thought I'd just be a guest on Brad's show, but...
Well, that's not what you led me to believe earlier, so you're
full of crap. He suckered me into it, but...
That's not true at all. I didn't even want to do this.
That's what happens when you spend a romantic 11-11-11 together, and...
That's true.
You know.
I wanted to just, like, watch Community all night, and you took me away from that.
Well, I only got to watch one show, Parks and Recreation, so...
And you only you didn't get 20 likes on your
Facebook. No, that's another thing. I was going to say, like... You know, I don't know if we can do this show... how many likes am I up to, Brad, on that?
You've had, I think it was like 14 comments and 12 likes.
I don't care about the comments, but the likes, yeah.
12 likes, so that you're 8 short, so why should we even do this? Let's just leave and go watch TV like old people.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm actually in Tiny Chat, too. Nobody's in Tiny Chat. Have you guys moved, or?
Oh, yeah. There's 9 people in Tiny Chat. You need to go to tinychat.com/cactuscactus.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the update. I haven't been around for that.
Nick's on. It looks like he's rolling a doobie or something. I can't tell exactly. He's doing something at a table. And Dark Stranger is sipping who knows what.
So at least I know there's some people at least, you know, paying attention somewhat. Are all these people, if all these people in Tiny Chat are listening, they need to say something.
Okay, let's just sit here in silence and wait.
Okay.
Oh, so, hey, do you know about the new thing I put on Phone Losers? Like, at the top of every page right now when we broadcast, it's like a player so everyone can hear us?
Oh, I didn't know about that. You can just assume I haven't heard about anything.
Okay. Well, that's running right now, but, I don't know. I guess the sites aren't too busy because we only have 13 listeners.
Oh, okay. Tiny Chat's changed. How do I turn this? There we go. No sounds. No notifications. Okay, so we wanted to just get on here. We're 3 minutes late. We wanted to get on here and do just a short little show just for our fans. My fan in particular. Fuck Brad's fans. Who cares?
Yep.
Let's see. I'm not going to get on cam because I don't feel like it. But go ahead and go to tinychat.com/cactuscactus.
Get on cam. It'll be like old times.
I don't know if I can on this.
I don't know if I can. lame.
I don't want to deal with it right now, but...
God. You're not very dedicated.
Let's see. I've been working, and my boyfriend is not responsible for me not doing the show. He wants me to do the show, but he doesn't want me to do it enough to let me do it at his apartment. After work on Wednesdays.
Kind of a dick.
Yeah, kind of a dick. But that's not why. I've just been working a lot. I'm sorry, guys. But my schedule's going to change soon. I can tell. I've been doing good. And they should change it for me. And I'll move the show. I'll probably still do the show Wednesday nights at like 11. Or
which is the old
something
time.
Like that.
The original
yeah.
time.
The original time, because I think if I can change my schedule where I get off work at 7, I can get home by 8, and should be ready to do a show by 11.
Can you tell the listeners where you're working? And what your supervisor's phone number is?
I am working for a major fiber optic providing TV, phone, and internet company.
I was just kidding. I didn't think you really would.
So, and I'm not really working for them. I'm working for a company that works for them. So if you actually contact that company, you're not going to find me. Ah. I'm not actually an employee of that company.
That sounds like a challenge. That's going to be the phone show challenge this week.
It's a call center that works for this company. So I'm learning a lot about it. I'm happy with it. And
good.
Yeah, it's good. I've got a lot of documents and stuff that I've gotten from sources and learning a lot about it. And yeah, it's fun. It's cool.
And if everyone can donate, like, I don't know, $100 or $200 to me or Roxy, we can outfit her with a spy camera watch or something, or a spy camera necklace, so she can take cool pictures of, of, like, you know, the inner workings. I've been trying to get Roxy to do this, and she won't do it.
Well, there's a lot of tools that we have that are cool. A lot of things I can do, but I don't know that I'm allowed to bring in. I know that I'm not allowed to bring anything electronic in to take any pictures of anything cool, but I am allowed to bring in a digital watch.
Dun dun dun.
So let's go ahead and get me one of those digital watches with the camera or whatever in it.
Yes.
And then they can go ahead and ban digital watches for my work too, and we'll ruin it for everyone.
Well, you know, these camera watches, the ones that I've seen anyway, they are analog watches, and there's just like a tiny little pinhole in the front of it, and they can snap pictures or they can take video.
Yeah, but I'm just going to end up ruining it for everyone, and nobody will be able to have a watch anymore. Well,
you'll be fired anyway, so who gives a shit?
Yeah, that's true, but I'll be known as the chick that ruined it for everyone. Yeah. So, thanks a lot, Brad. Always so good with your suggestions about how to get people fired. You ended up getting Matt Hillock fired.
Yep, that was hilarious. Now he's a drunk.
You essentially killed him. Because you know he's going to die from liver disease.
Yeah, probably.
You pretty much killed Matt Hillock. So, LOL. Good job.
Oh my god, Nick's got a big mustache thing. He hasn't been around much either. Like, he kind of left when you did. So it's weird to see him back.
What do you mean a mustache thing? Like an actual mustache or a thing that's a mustache?
Well, you're in Tiny Chat, right? Can you see?
Yeah, I can't see right now because I'm trying to change my Skype settings so it doesn't, like, make noises.
I don't hear any noises. You sound fine.
Yeah, but it's still annoying. Annoying. Anyway, you want to do some prank calls? What's been going on? Pretend like I don't know about the car thing.
You completely missed Legend's insaneness of calling Steam Shark Pocket Mop people nonstop for several months straight. Like, the entire time you've been gone, he's been driving this call center insane with not prank phone calls. He's just calling to ask questions about the Steam Shark Pocket Mop. And
I wonder if they're, like, sending out an email to all the agents in the call center.
Well, they just all know him personally. Like, if you say Roy, they're like, what? You again? Quit calling here.
Wow.
Only Legend.
That's awesome. Yeah. My Tiny Chat actually froze, so now I can't see Nick's wonderful mustache.
Dark Stranger's got an awesome mustache, too.
They're both going to take me for a mustache ride.
That's odd.
Come on, let's do a prank call. What is this new thing that you've been doing, Brad? Pretend like I don't know.
Well, you know about it because we made a prank call the other day.
Am I echoing?
No.
Oh. Well, pretend like I don't know for the listener's sake and for the sake of this podcast.
Okay. I have been encouraging people all over the countries to to leave notes on cars that say, "Sorry, I dinged your car. Please call me. My number is," and then I set up a special phone number just for them to call. So people call me up, and I'm an asshole.
Yep. And Brad went ahead and let me do one of them. And I spoke to a lady and her husband, and I tried to ask them where the ding or the dent on the car was, and they made up some imaginary, you know, dent on their car.
I could probably find it right now if you want me to play it.
And then I told them it was a bicycle, so...
Yeah,
you can play it if you want. Okay. Or you can just add it later to the podcast.
No, I gotta play it right now.
Okay.
But, you know, I have to find it. I'm working on it right now.
Okay, so that's what Brad's been doing. And as far as what I'm doing, I haven't been doing anything. Really haven't. You don't hear an echo, Brad?
Nope, none at all.
It's weird.
What was... Wow, maybe so, I didn't save yours yet. I don't think I have one that would be your... Oh, wait, yours was named Nikki, right?
It was Nikki.
Okay. Nikki.
So, tonight I wanted to see if we could do a couple more of those, and...
Yeah, I've gotten, like, actually several calls today and several calls last night that I haven't called back yet.
Okay.
Okay, this one for Nikki, it's really long, and I remember all the funniest stuff happened at the end, so can I just skip to the end?
Yeah, don't forget to get the part about the imaginary... You'll have to do the beginning and then skip to the end. You know what I mean?
Oh, fine.
Hi, my name is Nikki. I found your note on my car that said you had hit it. Call me back in 7 months. Bye.
Hello?
Yeah, Nikki?
Yeah, this is her husband, Michael.
Oh, Michael. Okay. I got this message on my answering machine, my voicemail.
So I just have to play the whole thing?
No, just play, like, a minute to where he says he thinks he knows where the spot is.
Okay. I guess then skip to the end. For my husband, Roy.
Whoa.
Because we had a note on our car when we came out of the store.
So where did he hit you?
It looks like it's on the left front side.
Really? Is it high or low?
Well, it's kind of by the front wheel well, from what we can tell, like on the very side of the wheel well.
So he actually left a dent in your car.
Some people in Tiny Chat are saying that it's echoing twice. No.
Yeah, I hear an echo whenever I talk.
What?
Not anymore.
Oh. I was going to check something, but it looks like it's fine, so they're just dumb. You guys are dumb.
Did he leave a dent in your car? Was it like scruffed or he's not here, so I can't. He's at work right now, and he didn't tell me, so I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. It doesn't look like there's major damage or anything. Okay, so it doesn't really look that bad?
No.
Okay. Do you think maybe it was like to the back of the car? Because he's really bad at like running into people when
Okay, so you're saying in Tiny Chat I should skip forward?
Yeah, you can skip forward.
Okay.
You get the idea now.
Why are you getting defensive? Nothing's money for your Saturn. What happened?
Oh, by the way, this is the guy's wife who originally called us.
He hit your car with his bicycle.
I have an exchange of money. What's going on here?
Because unless there's an exchange of money, there's no reason for us to be talking. I'm a lawyer. I get paid very well, and I usually charge $300 an hour. So if you want to continue this conversation, I'm going to have to bill you.
I don't even know why you're going to those extremes. All I'm doing is asking a question.
You don't have to answer your question. I did answer your question, actually.
Should
I stop?
Yeah, I don't think anybody can hear it, really. They're saying it's echoing.
Well, I checked that out, and I guess it is echoing, and I'm not really sure why.
Okay, so what we'll do, if you don't mind, Arby, can you just add that clip to the end of the podcast or something?
Sure, I guess.
Okay, so everybody just skip to the end of the podcast and then come back to this part.
Yeah.
So that you understand, you know, what we did before. So.
Yeah.
I don't know, whenever I talk, I hear an echo.
Well, we can hang up on Skype and then call me right back.
Well, I think maybe your computer is somehow, like, playing it.
Wait.
I don't know.
Okay, people in Tiny Chat, are me or Roxy echoing right now?
They said not us.
Okay.
We're not. Okay, so, sorry about that, guys. Anyway, we can do one if you want.
No, I don't really want to. Fuck that.
Oh, twitter.com/IamEltonJohn yet.
What?
Samantha asked me, have you said twitter.com/IamEltonJohn yet?
So that's not as cool as facebook.com/TheSamantha.
Yeah, it's true.
She needs to set up some sort of redirection thing that's just easy to say or something.
Oh, like, what was it that Caress sent up, set up? I think it's j.ump/theattentionwhore.
That sounds horrible, too. Maybe she should come up with a Twitter name that's not five syllables long.
Yeah, that could be, yeah, that could be it.
Stupid Samantha. Yeah, you want to call one of these?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Wait, I'm wondering if, before we go on, I'm wondering if Nick's mustache is real.
I'm not sure. I haven't really seen him much. I assume his mustache has to be real, but.
Okay, because, I mean, it's darker than the rest of his hair, so I don't know.
Maybe his hair isn't real.
Yeah, maybe he dyes his hair gray to look cool.
Probably. He thinks it makes him look sophisticated.
I like gray hair, though, like. It makes guys look older. I like old guys.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I'd pick gray hair over my baldness.
Yeah. I really like old guys. But anyway. Oh, and apparently black guys, too.
All right, let me see here. Here is one.
Ignore it.
Well, I'm looking. Okay.
I'm just playing. That's cool.
Whatever. Okay, here is one.
Yeah, how you doing? My name is Nitesh. I got your note that was left on my car. I did see a little damage to it. If you can give me a call back, it's real.
He saw a little damage to it.
8374.
No, I can't wait to do this one.
Okay, so you're going to do it, right? Because it's your show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'll do the first one. You can do the second one.
But who's
so
going to do the third one?
People in the chat room, did that just echo?
Oh, no, that won't echo because that was coming from my other computer into the soundboard.
Oh, okay.
So I'm fairly certain that didn't echo. Okay, and do you remember his name?
No, I don't actually.
Yeah,
I don't. But I don't need his name.
My name is Nitesh.
I think his name is Nick. But, okay, here goes. It's for you.
Tiny Chat froze again.
You have reached the business line of Nitesh Patel. Currently, I am unavailable.
Oh, so
if you
can
leave a message after the beep, I will get back to you.
I'll leave a message.
Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, this is Roy. I was just calling you back about the car. I'm sorry. You'll have to call me back, though. It's 505. Is that the number? The 505 number?
No, we don't give people that number. That's crazy talk. We give them our number.
What's the number?
To more effectively trick them. It's, I don't know, it's 347-something. Or no, 425-something. I don't know.
Can you find the number real quick so we can give it to him?
Let's see. I'll have to
just,
go to YouTube.com.
Just call the number that you originally called, okay? All right, bye.
He's going to be like, what the fuck was that? Let's try. I'm going to try him back once more, even though it sounds like a business line.
That was great.
Nick doesn't think my hat's real.
I don't see a hat. My tiny chat froze.
Oh.
It'll come back, I guess.
All right, I guess this one's not going to happen. So that means...
Yeah, try to pick one that actually works next time.
Fine. Okay. Here is 619, which is San Diego.
Can't wait till this guy calls you back. Because he says there was actual damage.
I think he just burped.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah, let's... Okay, here, let's do this one. This is Arizona.
Okay.
Oh, these people are just talking in the background. Damn it. All right.
Butt dialed?
Okay, here's another San Diego area one. All right, here is one from Chicago. Oh, this one looks real, because I can see the translation.
Oh, wait, you just called me about the car. No, this is some sort of prank. I figured it out. Like, your number is on, like, Google.
Oh, shit. I got... busted.
We should call him right now.
If you want to.
Tell him we already played his call and we need a release on the for the radio.
I don't know who that is, though.
It doesn't matter.
Man, I thought I had more of these.
You see the number, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just call that number and we'll tell him, okay.
You talk to him.
Okay, I will.
Say you're Roy's secretary or something.
Oh, come on. It's only like 8:30 over there. What the fuck is this
Your
guy
call
like?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 7.
Wait, let me try once more. And okay. It's 10:30 there. It's the same time zone as you. Oh, this one is...
You said San Diego.
This one's Chicago.
Oh, they said San Diego. I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, I'm yawning. Time for bed.
Yeah, let's quit.
I wish people give out their phone numbers.
Forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I'll leave a message to call you back.
3, 7, 8.
Oh!
9, 0.
I blocked it out.
Not available.
Okay.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Oh, hi. Hi. It's Roy. Oh, okay. We're leaving a message.
Sorry. I got disconnected briefly. Hey, this is Roy, Roy's secretary. We have a problem because we already played your message live on the air. We usually wait until after we call someone back to get the release, but you, said that you knew it was a prank, so you're kind of embarrassed on the air. We wish you wouldn't have done that, because now all our listeners think that we're scamming them.
To make a long story short, so, we're going to sue you. So see you
pretty
in
much.
Court, motherfucker.
So we need a release form from you, because we already played your voice on the air, and we don't want you to sue us, and then we're going to sue you.
Roxy just disappeared again. Oh, I mean, not Roxy, somebody else with a different name that's not Roxy. All right, goodbye, sir. Oops. Roxy?
Why do we keep getting disconnected?
I don't know. Is it your fault? Is it my fault because I called someone?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me? Roxy.
Why are you putting me on hold?
I didn't. What are you talking about? Roxy? Oh, problem. It says there is a problem with this call. Hi, Roxy. Roxy. What the hell is Nick doing? All right, I'm going to hang up on Roxy and try and call her back. It just said she went offline, so I'm pretty sure this is all her fault. Roxy? Hello? I cannot hear you? Oh, look, her phone number is calling me. Hi, Roxy.
Hey, did you not pay your internet bill?
No, it's all your fault. You keep going offline.
No, I don't. I've been online. You went offline, and all the people on my list stayed online.
Well, you went offline, and all the people on my list stayed online.
Okay, so...
What the fuck?
Maybe
Nick,
if you... Let's...
Nick and Dark Stranger are painting all over their faces. They're painting mustaches and beards on. It's pretty amazing. It makes me want to go shave so I can use Sharpies and draw myself a beard.
Well, I don't see anything.
Yeah. Do you want me to call you back on your
Oh my
Skype?
God, Corwin is online.
Oh my God.
Wait, call me back
oh
on what?
Oh my God. On your Skype, because right now you're calling me from your phone number.
No, I'm not. I'm calling you from Skype.
You're calling my phone number from Skype, I think.
Oh.
I see a phone number. I don't see you.
Okay.
Okay. Plain voicemail.
Hi, you've reached Roxy. Please.
Now I have to edit all this technical problems out. Hello? 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 Okay. I'm connected to Roxy, and I cannot hear anything from her, so I'm pretty sure this is completely her fault. And you know what? Oh, and now it says there's a problem with the call. But if it had been my fault, that guy's voicemail would have hung up on me. So it's not my fault, Roxy.
Okay, are you on your cell phone?
No. What are you talking about?
Okay. Are you broadcasting now?
Yes, we're on the air. You want me to go off air and play
okay,
music?
Okay, fine. No, I don't want you to go off the air.
Fine, I won't.
Okay.
Jerk.
So now I'm the head of the conference call and I don't have any credits on Skype. And I'm trying to call Corwin. He's ignoring me.
Oh, stupid Corwin.
So I'm going to hang up on him.
Good.
Call me back, okay?
I've been trying, and it says you pick up and then you don't talk on your Skype.
I haven't picked up at all.
Oh, okay. Hung up on her, calling her Skype. She did pick up, though.
Oh my God, it might work.
Hey.
Now I'm echoing again.
I don't hear any echo at all.
Okay, the quality of your quality sounds so much better than when I called you.
Yeah, that's because you called me through a phone number instead of through Skype.
Okay, and I'm not echoing right now either, so.
You never. Okay. Should we call those people who just left weird, you know, not real messages? But they did call.
Sure.
They did call my ding voicemail thing. So.
Okay.
All right. So there's four different phone numbers.
Hey, when I called you on Skype, did you say 484-240-4050?
Yes.
Oh, that's the number you saw?
Yes.
Okay, that's my Skype phone number.
I know.
Okay.
I remember, even though you've been away forever.
Okay. Interesting. I didn't know I was still paying for that. I didn't know I still had that number. Okay. Cool.
Well, maybe,
all right. This would be a great show for the podcast. You don't have to edit anything.
I don't? Like, you want me to leave all that stuff with me just going, hello, hello, Roxy, hello?
It doesn't matter. I don't want to add more to your, you know, list of things to do.
Oh, I don't mind. I could do that, maybe.
But it'd be funny if you left it in there. Anyway, so who do you want to call now, bro?
Io is... You really should look at Tiny Chat, because now Io is drawing a mustache on her face.
So. I'm writing in Tiny Chat. Do you see anything I'm writing?
Hi, Roxy. I see you in Tiny Chat.
Okay. But nothing is, like, actually showing on my screen, like, for video. I don't see any video. It's, like, frozen.
And it's my Skype that's causing the problems, whatever. And I just want to point out that I was drawing mustaches on my face in Tiny Chat a year ago, so you're all posers.
That's right. It was, because I was going out with, what's-his-face?
Yeah, and I was imitating him. I put on a stocking cap, and
Okay. That was like, what, November? December. I didn't meet him until December. It was probably January.
Okay, listen to this message.
Yeah.
Tell him.
That's the message from this San Diego area.
Wow.
So, you want to try and call him?
Yeah, sure.
And I'm just assuming it's a note call.
Wow.
I'll just let you
go. Tiny Chat has changed.
Yeah, they updated a little bit recently.
A little bit? I don't see all of you guys full screen any like.
Oh, yeah, we're tiny now.
Can I go, please, Brittany?
Oh, hi, hello. We got the wrong number. I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to call this number. I'm very, very sorry.
No, it's the right number.
No,
this
it's not.
This is Roy.
No, it's not. It's the wrong number.
Yes, and it's the right number.
Hey, Roxy.
Hey, don't hang up.
Roxy, did you hear who answered the phone?
Yeah, somebody named Brittany.
No, it said San Diego Police, Brittany.
Okay,
yes,
Brittany.
This is the San Diego Police.
Yeah, yeah. No, we don't want to prank call the police department. It's an accident.
No, we do.
What is it that you guys need? I can tell you if it's the right number or not.
We need the police for San Diego.
No, we don't.
This is the right number.
This is totally
the way it's supposed
Brittany,
to go.
Brittany, we're really high. We didn't mean to call the police. It's one of those retarded things that you read about in the news. We're calling to order drugs.
That's okay, but you guys are okay, you don't need the police?
No, definitely don't need the police.
No, we don't need the police, but we definitely
that's the last thing we need at this point.
we definitely
you guys have a good night.
Sorry, Brittany.
We are.
That's okay.
Don't trace the call.
Okay.
Please.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, shit.
You know she's just some receptionist. Okay?
I know. Well, she's probably the dispatcher or something.
It was hilarious. Call her again.
No.
Why not?
I'm deleting that.
No, don't delete that. That needs to be played.
No, I'm not deleting it. I mean, I'm erasing that email, so I'm not going to call them back. Okay, there's another San Diego number, and it's also a weird message. Here, listen to this.
Okay.
He just burped at us. And then farted, I think.
Okay.
I don't think
Let me have that one.
Okay. You can have them all, because these all suck.
Okay. I want to talk to this guy that burped.
And farted.
Yes.
Here goes.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to read.
Oh, no.
It's a phone maker. Roy?
He knows this is going to be a PLA person.
It's a phone winner.
Probably.
This guy's a total winner. Okay, fuck this guy. Hang up.
No.
I want to call the San Diego Police Department again.
No, you can call them on your own Skype.
Is not available. Please leave a message.
I think my dog heard that through my headphones.
I think he was whistling nuclear launch codes.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure World War III is starting right now.
Oh, no.
Duck and cover, everyone.
Okay. I'm doing it right now.
Man, I need to, hold on. I'm going to, copy the tiny chat screen and paste it into Paint Shop. Because this is crazy.
Yeah. I can't be frozen. Yeah,
we're still on the guy's answering machine, aren't we?
Hmm?
We're still on this guy's answering machine.
Yeah, probably. I don't really give a shit. Okay. Hello, sir. You called a number because you're dumb, and you thought you were being cool, because you saw it on Phone Losers or whatever.
But you're not cool, because you're dumb.
Hey, you're not cool, because we figured out, you know, what's going on, because you didn't actually leave a message, so.
Someone's calling in. I'm going to answer.
Oh, wow. It says live show in progress. I love that.
Roxy, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. I thought you'd want to talk to this guy.
Oh, they answered?
Yeah, that's the guy screaming.
Oh, I thought that you were playing a message.
Oh, no, no. This is like some guy calling in right now.
Hello?
Hi!
Hey, you can just hang up. I don't want to talk to you. Okay. Bye.
I hung up on him.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah. Damn.
Okay.
Jerk.
I see the number now. You said, don't actually damage a car, though, as tempting as it may be.
Okay, here's one from Arizona. I can't remember if I played this earlier.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I told him one day that. Who found it?
Could you understand them?
He said something like, oh, my God, I got to call these guys. It's that dude. I found it, or something. Try it again and, like, turn it up.
Okay, here goes. I think he said Mildred.
Oh, he said Mildred Monday died.
Is that what he said? I heard the name Mildred Monday.
He said, oh my God, Mildred Monday died.
Oh, you know, now that I'm looking closer at this email, that wasn't sent to the Ding email. That was sent to the PLA email. I mean voicemail.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh my God, Mildred Monday died.
Oh my God, are you serious? Shit.
Hey, you didn't post any of the letters that I sent you. I'm kind of offended.
Oh, you haven't sent me letters in, like, years.
Yeah, but you should still have them in your little folder, right?
I do. I have all your stuff.
Okay.
I promise.
All right. Better.
Want to hear
Damn,
about-
I looked so shitty during DEF CON. I just want to apologize. I didn't brush my teeth, I didn't put on any makeup, and I didn't straighten my hair.
Why didn't you brush your teeth?
Well, because I have an issue where I don't like to put dirty things in my mouth, and a toothbrush traveling is dirty. I keep my toothbrush a certain way, and when I'm traveling, I can't keep it that way, so I just don't brush my teeth.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, so I looked really shitty. I'd been on a Greyhound for over 24 hours, and I got really high before I met everyone for the first time, which was not my intention at all.
Roxy, but, what are we going to do with
you? I'm just looking through the DEF CON pictures, and I'm like, oh my God. Like, yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to be random. Oh, there's me with Kevin Mitnick.
Not on my page.
So, I told some people at work about Kevin Mitnick, and they were like, whoa, really? And I'm like, yeah, but he's not that cool.
He doesn't really know how to do anything. Yeah.
They were like, he was at the convention. This one guy, he goes, so you just met this guy randomly? And I'm like, no, he was just randomly at the same place you were at? I was like, no, I was at a convention. I was like, oh, okay.
They're going to figure out your secret identity if you keep that up.
I don't really care right now at this point. Well, I care, but I don't care too much.
Hey, you want to hear the other amazing thing that we've been doing recently that you don't know anything about yet?
Yes.
Okay. It involves 7-Elevens, and here, I'm just going to try it, and we'll see if it works.
Okay. It's like let us know if it echoes in Tiny Chat, please.
It's not going to echo. It's a phone call. I'm not playing a call. This is live.
Oh, okay. I'll be quiet then.
Okay. Well, you can chime in.
Oh, okay.
And hopefully it'll work on the first try. It usually does. But you're
why wasn't my hair, like, normal? It was, like, all these pictures. My hair is doing that weird thing. It's so annoying.
You're just now coming down from your high. You're, like, realizing all this stuff.
Yes. No, I've woken up. Like, I was really tired, and now I'm, like, wide awake.
Oh, that's good. So we can keep this up for hours. This
show, like, does wonders for me. It, like, makes me undepressed. Or what do you call that? Happy?
Yeah. I forgot the name for happy because I'm always so depressed.
7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Carl from the corporate office. I'm just calling to do the customer survey for the week. Do you have a customer that I could speak with?
I've got a bunch of people in line right now, actually.
Oh, okay. If you just hand one of them the phone, I could do a quick survey.
Oh, I already know about this. I heard about this before.
Hey.
Oh, you said I could chime in.
Well,
I'm training.
Yeah, she's in training.
Okay, well, I haven't heard anything about this.
Yeah, so just put a customer on the phone. We usually do them during the day, but we're doing them at nighttime now.
Sec.
You heard about this?
Yeah, I heard it once. Live.
See, it works even when you, like, chime in and try and mess it up.
I know, right?
None of them want to get on the phone.
Supposed to make them get on the phone, because I need to learn this tonight so I can just go home,
I'm
please.
Sorry, I can't make them get on the phone.
I need you to tell everyone, tell them that, you know, they get, like, a free hot dog or Slurpee or something.
Like, no, I can't do that.
Well, no, it's how we do it, a free anything up to $3 value.
I have to have my boss talk to me about this first. I can't just do this at the middle of the night. I've worked for 7-Eleven for 10 years. I've never heard of this. So.
Well, you were going.
This is new.
You were going to until the customers wouldn't get on. Can you tell the customers to get the fuck out of your store? Because if they're not going to participate, he's gone.
He was actually going to do it, even though I was like, yeah, I did that on purpose just to see if he would still do it. Yeah, but I heard that a couple of... remember that one time I actually listened to the show or something? I called in and I was listening on my phone. I think I heard it that time.
Not really.
Yeah, I did that.
I believe you and everything.
Because the show was on, like, at 11 right after I got... Oh, no, that was that Friday night that you said the show had moved to Friday, and I thought it really did.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, and I was driving home from work. Yeah. So,
doesn't nothing? Never mind.
Doesn't what? Just say it.
Just like I don't know. Tiny Chat just is hilarious right now because there's girls with mustaches in there and beards, and then there's Nick with a big, I don't know, terrorist beard on or something.
Terrorist beard?
Yeah.
I can't see the pictures. I kind of see it. It's frozen. I wish I could show you my screen.
I think Io is, like, drawing hair on her underarms.
Can we call one more 7-Eleven and try it again?
Yes. I've got another one here, also on the Albuquerque.
Oh, I see it live now. Are those beer cans, like, on Nick's desk, or what is it?
I assume they're beer cans, but I don't know for sure. Quick, zoom in and enhance. Like in the movies.
It's okay.
Full screen. Oh, I'm going to click full screen for him.
I think it's funny. I don't wonder if Dark Stranger or Io have to go to work tomorrow morning.
They'll forget. Let's do something that's not 7-Eleven. Let's do...
Hello, this is Stacy. I'm calling from corporate office. We're doing a survey. Can I talk to one of your customers?
Yes, they want to.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Hold on.
Uh-huh.
She totally believes you.
Hello.
Hey, this is Stacy. I'm training Roy on how to do a survey, so I'm just wondering if you can help us with this right now.
Sure.
Okay, and you'll get a free Slurpee when we hang up. Just let the you can get a free Slurpee, a free hot dog, or a free bag of chips, whichever one you want. Okay.
Oh, nice.
Okay, cool. So all you have to do is answer our questions. Okay, so what are you coming in to purchase today?
Drinks, cigarettes, gum, and toilet paper.
Okay, did you buy any condoms?
No.
And why not?
Don't need them.
Oh, okay. All right, so we're trying to get our birth control program going because 7-Elevens are in a lot of poor neighborhoods that need to stop breeding. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that we're trying to promote. So if you could just buy some condoms today, we would appreciate it. And Roy is going to go ahead and do a test question. He's in training, so.
Okay.
Hello, ma'am. I'm Roy.
Hi, Roy.
Hi. So I need to ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how big are your titties?
Roy!
I think this is a prank call.
Answer the goddamn question, lady.
No, Roy. You need to go home.
Or you don't get
just
your Slurpee.
Fuck out.
You're not getting your Slurpee. Come on, rate them from 1 to 10 now.
Sounds like a 2 to me.
Sounds like a clock to me.
Yeah. You know that customer? She's laughing because she's embarrassed that she doesn't have any tits. Corporate office.
What was that guy saying in the background?
I don't know.
Corporate office.
Here, you want me to be the corporate office?
Yes.
Yeah, I know what I'm going to say.
Okay. Why aren't you buying condoms today? Why doesn't she need them?
I know. Fucking slut.
Always wear a condom.
7-Eleven, 12th and Loma.
Hi, this is Gary from the corporate office. I'm just calling to warn you about prank callers that call in and pretend to be from the corporate office. So if anyone calls in and says they're from the corporate office, you should totally not believe them.
Guess what, Gary?
What?
That just happened.
Oh, you're kidding. Someone called in and said they're from
the corporate office. Right when we hung up the phone, you called to tell us that.
Oh, my God. That's the weirdest coincidence ever. Hey, yeah. Do you have
all right, we'll keep our eye out, though. Yeah, they said they were doing customer service.
Oh, well, that's what I was calling to do also. Do you have any customers in there I could speak with quickly and just do a quick survey with them?
Actually, we're quite empty right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Can I do a quick survey with you?
Ask away.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how big are your titties?
Don't believe anyone that calls in from the corporate office, okay?
How could he believe that? What the hell?
I thought he was messing with you. Yeah, I thought he got it.
Who couldn't get that? Like, that makes no sense. I didn't expect him to actually believe that. And it sounded like he was going to give me a customer if there was one in there.
Yeah, it's like, okay, hi, this is a corporate office. Don't believe anyone that calls in saying they're calling from the corporate office. By the way, how big are your tits?
Hey, can you see Nick right now?
I cannot see him. Oh, yeah, now I see him.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Nick goes to work, so he doesn't have to worry. He'll just wear that all day tomorrow, probably.
I'm gonna snap a picture of them. Hold on.
Okay. What is this, Halloween?
I have no idea. Nick, look at the camera, you asshole.
Wow, he looked immediately, like there was no delay.
Weird. Maybe it's a coincidence. Or maybe you heard me saying that from before. Oh, here he comes. Oh. Here he is. Oh, he went away before I could snap it.
Oh, my God. Let's spend like 10 minutes talking about getting a snapshot.
Okay. Well,
Nick, get closer to the camera and stay for about 10 seconds. Count to 10 in your head.
I'm so confused. Delay.
Everybody, put your head straight forward. Count to 10.
Oh,
make sure all three of you.
I got a couple pictures. They're good enough.
Okay, fuck so Nick.
People that are visiting Phone Losers right now and just happen to hear this show, this is live, and you should go to tinychat.com/cactuscactus, and you will see girls with mustaches and beards and hats.
Yes. It's kind of like chicks with party hats, except better.
And zombie Nick, for some reason.
Yes, I don't know what's going on there. For those of you visiting phonelosers.org, this is live, and my name is Stacy. And you don't know about me because I haven't done a fun show in a long time. But go to cactiradio.com/funshow. Download all of them. That goes for everyone that's listening to this podcast. Download all of them.
This is probably the last show you'll do for like all year, probably, I bet.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I get pretty busy doing nothing, sitting in my lonely apartment.
Yep.
Not being married and having a boyfriend that won't talk to me for 5 days. So he's been out of town, but still, you know.
I hate him. Let's prank call him right now.
Okay, let's prank call him.
You know, you and him, when you go to a store sometime, you know, mm-hmm. like you're driving around and you're like, oh, I need to go get something in the store. You should stay out in the car and like try and get him arrested. Like make a phone call inside.
I don't think that would be very funny. Really?
Not to him, but to you and to us. What's more?
Well, that wouldn't be very funny because I would be stuck in his car.
So what? Take a bus home. It'd be worth it.
I can't take a bus home. There's no public buses here.
Your excuses
Fuck you,
are
Arby.
Lame.
You know, I actually would call him, but he told me that he was going to go to sleep and call me later, and he just got back from a long trip, and I don't want to bug him. I don't want to wake him up. So.
Okay.
He's probably really, really tired, but I normally would call him because he's cool. But he's not cool today, apparently. So Nick's looking straight at the camera if you want to take the picture right now, Brad.
Okay.
I guess he finally got the message from 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm so, like, just thrilled that I'm not high right now because Nick would be scaring the shit out of me. That zombie makeup.
Why are you wearing that hat, Brad?
It's pretty cold in here.
Oh, really?
This hat is a gift from my son for my birthday, which was last week. And I don't know why.
Oh, like, gosh. I forgot.
Yeah, it's okay. At least, you know.
November 7th, right?
My kids remember my birthday.
Oh, Brad. I am so sorry.
I don't give a shit. I don't care about my birthday. I'm not a girl. Come on.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been paying attention recently. I'm so sorry. Do something for you every single year, and I forgot this year.
No, you don't. I don't remember you ever doing anything.
Actually, I sent you a birthday card last year.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. And then the year before, I think I told everyone it was your birthday.
Oh, thanks.
And the year before that, I found out it was actually your birthday because you were changing your birthday every single month, and I didn't know which month was really your birthday.
Yeah, I tried doing that this year, and Facebook finally told me, they're like, this is the last time you can ever change your birthday. We're never going to allow it again. So I changed it back to the real one.
Aw.
Here's a 7-Eleven. Do anything you want.
Okay.
Is this show over? Do we have to quit now?
I don't care. I'm awake now. Fuck this. I have to be up at 8 a.m. God.
That guy believed I was with the corporate office again.
I know. I don't understand.
Oh, wait. I know what we have to do right now.
He's like, you just called me, like, right after it happened. How did you...
Here.
Wow, what a coincidence.
Here, let me talk to this one. This is the one we called just a minute ago, twice, and fooled him twice.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay.
Oh, maybe I should say something, because you said something last time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
7-Eleven, 12th and Lomas.
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office. I'm calling to warn you about people calling and saying they're from the
Kevin,
corporate office.
Where is the corporate office?
And then after they say they're from the corporate office, they say that people are calling and making prank calls. That didn't work.
I told you, you should have let me talk.
Oh, I thought you were just going to interrupt. I didn't know you wanted to take it.
No, no.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Did you hear him? Where is the corporate office? Like, you know, that'll prove that I'm not really the corporate office.
Right. Like, you can't look it up real quick. I think it's actually in Dallas.
Yeah, it's in Texas somewhere. Yeah. Southland.
So, Acid Pez is asking a link to Tiny Chat. So, everyone, once again, tinychat.com/cactuscactus. Might want to put that on the front page or something, Brad.
It is. Yeah, it's there.
Oh. Well, then everyone go to the front fucking page. Don't ask. Don't ask me.
Big dummy.
Jeez.
Stupid ass piss.
Stupid 7-Eleven won't answer.
7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Angela. I'm calling from the corporate office, 7-Eleven.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello, who am I talking to today?
To Arturo Ramirez.
Okay, and are you the store manager, or what's your position?
No, I'm just a regular employee.
A regular? Okay.
Yes.
Can I talk to one of the customers in the store? We're doing our weekly survey.
A customer?
Yeah, did your manager tell you that we'd be calling, or are you guys behind a little?
I came in and the manager wasn't here, so.
Okay, well, we're doing a weekly survey. We're going to call you once a week.
Okay.
And we need to talk to a customer to do a random survey, just to make sure nothing. We think that before, whenever we get those surveys online, that they're actually not customers. So we have to verify it's an actual customer.
Okay, ma'am, would you like to do a survey real quick for us?
Tell her she gets a free Slurpee or hot dog or bag of chips.
She said that you get a free Slurpee or free bag of chips. She said she's really in a hurry and she can't right now.
Oh, it only takes about 1 minute. Just, okay, you know what, I'll just wait until the next customer. Just wait till the next one.
One just came in and she said she'll be glad to do the survey for us.
Oh, okay, good.
Just 1 second.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, this is Angela. I'm calling from the corporate office. You can go ahead and get a free Slurpee or a bag of chips after we're done with this call. Okay.
Okay, cool.
So what did you come in today to purchase?
A bag of ice.
A bag of ice. And what are you using the bag of ice for?
For some Sprite that I had at home that was in a liter that was in the cabinet that's been kind of warm.
Oh. Okay,
yeah,
so
I come in for ice all the time, but we usually come in for Slurpees. That's funny.
Oh, okay. All right. So you don't have, like, so are you poor or, like, what's your status?
Yeah.
What do you, would you say? Poor?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to write that down under, let's see. I'm just going to put really, really fucking poor. Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10... how would you say that your service was today? The guy that's at the desk right now, or the whatever you call it, the cash register. How is he mm-hmm. doing?
He's very nice.
Does
every
he look good?
In here. Uh huh.
Is he attractive or? I mean, does he have like a smile on his face? Is he being like a good, beaming personality for the store? Like a very attractive sort of like, front for our store,
right?
A good representative.
Well,
okay, that's good. Okay, he actually wanted me to set this up for you, because he kind of has a crush on you because you come in there and buy ice all the time. He's been trying to talk to you. This is just his friend Stacy, but he just wanted to know if he can go out with you. That's all.
No, that's funny. That's hilarious.
Why? Why is that funny?
Right?
No. We don't joke at the corporate office at all, ever. We're very, very strict about things. But I call sometimes to check on him, and he said, oh, there's this lady. And so we were talking on the phone, and he was like, oh, real quick, can you tell this lady I like her in a creative way? So he wants to take you out to the what's the place with the water? I forgot what he called it, but he wanted to take you there, so... Would you go?
I gotta get off the phone now. No,
why?
I couldn't. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, just let him know you get a free Slurpee, and we'll just pretend like this never happened. So, can I talk to him?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Is that your friend?
No. Did they hang up?
No, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. How you
hey,
doing?
Hey, yeah, she was laughing because she. She says you're a very attractive man. That's something that I asked her. So we just want to make sure that you're actually presenting a good image And we're very proud of you. We're very happy that she said that you're presenting a very good image, and you get a free Slurpee, too, and you guys can both share the Slurpees together. Okay. So you both get a Slurpee, okay?
Okay.
And okay, good job.
For the Slurpee, do I just let her take it, or?
Yeah, just let her take the Slurpee. Okay. And you can have the Slurpee, too.
All right.
So you can both just let her take it, and you can take it. You don't have to record it or anything. Just okay. Hang on. Let me get Roy on the phone here to verify how this works. I'm not sure how. Roy, okay. How should he handle the Slurpee situation? Should he tell his manager?
Well, the cups are on an inventory, so we'll come up short if she takes a Slurpee cup and doesn't pay for it. So maybe she can open up her bag of ice and just fill that with Slurpee juice.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Sir, did you yeah. hear?
Or her pockets,
she needs
perhaps.
To have her own container, actually, because the cups will come up as a missing inventory. So if she has her own container, she can fill it with a Slurpee. Any container, like her bag of ice or whatever.
Okay.
Okay. Is she still in there?
No, she just walked out.
Oh, well. You kind of failed at giving her.
She's all, fuck this shit. Hey, maybe we could talk to another customer.
What was that, sir?
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, we kind of need to talk to somebody who's actually going to take some of the Slurpee, because she did not complete the transaction, the whole survey. Now we have to trash the whole survey, because she didn't take the Slurpee. I mean, that was a really important step.
Okay.
If she's not compensated for her time, we legally cannot use her in the survey. She has to be compensated in some way. And
federal law, man.
Labor law, so.
I'm not too sure. Sir, would you have time to do a survey over the phone?
Yeah, tell him he gets a free Slurpee.
You would get a free Slurpee if you would do it. They keep on telling me no. Sir, would you like to do a survey? You can't? Dang. Everybody's saying they have no time.
Upgrade it to a free 12-pack of beer and see if it improves.
What?
Oh, tell them a free 12-pack of beer and see if that improves their willingness to participate.
Yeah, you can just tell your manager in the morning that you gave out a 12-pack of beer for the survey, and he'll understand. We'll make sure we talk to him.
Okay, well, sir, if you do a free survey, they're saying that you can get a free 12-pack of beer. He wants to know how long, roughly, it would take for the survey.
3 hours.
No, it's like 2 minutes.
Like 2 minutes, sir. Yeah, they just got to ask you a couple questions, and you got to answer them and stuff. Yeah, she's right here right now.
Okay.
Okay, here's the gentleman right now.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. He just walked outside to tell his right that he's into a survey real quick.
Okay, so he just took 2 minutes to tell someone that he'll be 2 extra minutes. That was really smart.
Okay, here he is.
There you go, sir.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, sir. So just 2 minutes. Do you have 2 minutes?
Yes, I do.
Okay, did you spend 2 of those minutes telling your ride that you would be 2 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I guess we can't really do the survey, and you don't really get the beer in that case. If okay. You already spent your 2 minutes.
Okay. No, that's fine. Go to start.
Oh, it's fine? Can we have 2 more minutes? Okay.
Well, I'm ready to start.
Yes, that's fine, okay. Stacy. Go ahead, and we'll go ahead and give him 2 more minutes, even though you wasted the first 2. So go ahead. It's fine.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'm in training. That's my manager. So today, what did you come in to purchase?
Some beer.
Some beer?
Yes.
Okay. So what kind of beer were you going to purchase?
Budweiser.
Budweiser. Unfortunately, we have to give you a different kind of beer. Budweiser's too expensive. But that's okay. It's okay. Never mind. So did you purchase any condoms today?
No condoms today.
Okay. It's 7-Eleven. Usually the place you go for condoms, because we're trying to get our birth control program up right now.
Okay. So,
where do you usually go to purchase condoms? Because we really, in these poor neighborhoods, we want condoms to be used, because we don't need poor babies.
I usually get my condoms at Walmart.
Oh, okay. All right. So you know they poke holes in the ones at Walmart, just saying. So, okay, so my manager here, he has a question about your, do you have a wife or a girlfriend that comes into 7-Eleven?
No, ma'am.
Oh, do you know, does your mom?
I don't know if she does or not. She probably does go into the 7-Eleven.
Okay. Well, he wants to just ask, because we're trying to get a demographic of our patrons, and we've already determined you're a poor guy that likes to buy beer and doesn't use birth control, so we just want to ask questions about your woman. So, hold on. Go ahead, Roy.
Oh, hello, sir. This is Roy from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know, is your home currently a single wide or a double wide?
Is it a what?
Is it a single wide or a double wide trailer?
What, my load?
No, your home.
Oh, I guess it's a double wide, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, listen, man. Okay, listen. We're just pranksters, but he's totally going to give you a free 12 pack of beer. So just hang up with us and say, hey, they told me to just take my free 12 pack of beer and just take it.
Yeah, we'll tell him. Just give the phone back to him. We'll tell him you get a free beer. You get a free 12 pack. Okay?
Just take it, man. Just go.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how big are your wife's tits?
They're pretty huge.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you have a cell phone?
That's
can you
all
take
we
want
to know.
Send us pics.
Just give the phone back to him, and we'll tell him. He's telling him.
Is he?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Can you wait just a minute? I'm catching some of you real quick.
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay, sure.
We were just going to tell you, though. Sorry, just let him have it.
Oh, yeah, he can have the... Hello?
Tell him to write a receipt in crayon or something.
No, we're going to tell the manager. Oh, yeah, by the way, I gave the free 12-pack of beer for the survey. You did what? I mean, seriously, is it a single wide or a double wide? How did you nail that demographic? They're pretty huge. Yeah, I don't know if we should hang up on this guy. I wonder if this guy is, like, patiently waiting for his 12-pack or if he already left.
He probably just took it and ran.
Probably.
You know, we probably gave him the coolest idea ever, and he's going to do that all the time now to get free beer.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's tell the clerk. Oh. He doesn't even have to card that guy.
Okay. We already know from the conversation he's over 21, and he's definitely got a wife with big tits. So nobody under 21 would have that.
Hey, we should call up 7-Eleven and tell them that we're no longer allowed to accept.
Okay, sorry about that.
Oh, hello, sir. Did he get his free 12 pack of beer?
No, I still have it right here.
Okay, so let him have that 12-pack. You don't need to write a receipt or anything. But what you'll need to do is write a note to your manager and say, free 12-pack of beer given out for survey. Call Stacy in corporate if you have questions.
Okay.
Can you write all that down?
Yes, so Stacy.
OMG Hacks.
At corporate.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If any questions.
Yes, and then put at the bottom.
12.
Oh.
Budweiser.
Okay, and then there's a code that you need to put on there. Okay. Just go ahead and tell the guy he can leave with his beer right now. Just let him have it.
There you go, sir. Thanks for the service, sir. Okay. How's it going, man? Okay, and what's that code that I have to write down?
Oh, the code? It's OMG.
Hold on, can you do that again?
OMG.
OMG.
And then HAX.
HAX?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, that's pretty much it. Thank you for your help, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day.
You guys have you too.
No, you. All right, that was terrible and probably illegal. And Roxy's disappeared.
Oh.
Hey, what happened?
Hey, I don't know. It said you went offline.
No, you went offline.
Are we still talking to that guy?
No, I finished it up with him. He wrote OMG hacks on the bottom.
Okay, good. That's what I was going to get him to do. That's why I asked him to have that guy leave. Okay. How did you say it? Were you like, this is a special code or something?
He was in the middle of writing it, and I finished it up for him.
Oh, okay.
You told him about the code.
Oh, I did?
Yes, I think. Yeah.
Oh, you still heard me at that point?
Yeah, yeah, we heard you talking.
Okay, because the little line just went dead.
Oh, weird. It's all your fault.
Weird. I heard, like, nothing. Anyway.
That was crazy.
So, Ricky Royce, or Legend, or whatever he wants to go by, is posting all the pictures on Tiny Chat. He's got a really good one of Nick Badfish with a mullet wig on.
I'm going to go to Facebook right now.
Yes, you should. You should totally go to Facebook. Well, it looks like a mullet, but it's really... In that picture, it looks like a mullet, but on Tiny Chat, it's not really a mullet. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. But, so glad I'm not on Tiny Chat today.
Why? Because he'd be posting pictures?
Yes. So that was pretty funny.
LOL.
We should have gotten that guy's cell phone number just to make sure that he got his beer and, like,
you know what? They're in their car right now just, like, laughing hysterically on their way home to drink beer.
Yeah, they're like, came to 7-Eleven to buy beer and we got it for free.
That's going to be the best tasting beer ever.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, I see. It's on Cacti Radio's wall. So everyone should go to Cacti Radio. Facebook.com/Cacti Radio.
Right. Yep, he's putting it all over the place. So, I think I'm going to have to go.
Wait. No, hold on. Don't.
Wait.
Don't say anything yet. Okay. Ready, set, go.
Oh, yes. I think it's time to stop.
Okay.
The outro is rather loud, though.
It's not.
Can I talk over it, or?
Yeah. Here, I'll turn it off so you don't hear it, but okay. It's still playing.
Well, I need to hear it so I know, you know.
Fine. Jeez. God.
Well, I can't really tell what's going on now. Oh, my God. Listen to cactiradio.com/fun show. All the podcasts. Download all of them. What do you need to say, RB? Anything?
I just want to say hi to all the people. And, yeah, that's pretty much
Facebook.com/TheSamantha. Facebook.com/OMGHacks.net.
And Twitter.com/IAmEltonJohn.
Yes, and the only one that's me is the OhMyGodHacks.net. I am not Jen. I am not Samantha. I am not, what's her name, Spessa? I am not any of those people.
Who's Spessa? Just
listen to my past shows, please. And maybe we'll do a show next week on Wednesday or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, we better. We miss
you. I love you guys. I miss you.
We miss you more. Okay.
Okay, love you more.
Whatever.
Hello, I was hurt at work today.